Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
I don't know. Is this the LADST podcast tonight?
Okay. I'll do it.
Oh, I don't know.
I'll do it.
Okay, you got the Dodgers.
I'll go down the rabbit hole.
All right, so Dodgers. Okay, you got Freddie Freeman. Okay, you got Mookie Betts, and so does Shohei Ohtani's translator. Okay, he bets. Okay, you take Mookie Betts, you flip his initials, you get Bookie Mets. Okay, was Mookie Betts the bookie for Shohei Ohtani? Okay, we won't know that because Major League Baseball decides to not. Investigate. Okay. So we got to maybe look into Mookie Betts. What's his involvement with the last name? We'll stay tuned. Okay. Go ahead.
I don't think we can actually do this show without bringing up a lot of outside Yankee stories. Sometimes we skip because of just time and we're.
Yeah. Now this is too much.
I mean,
yeah, we have to talk.
So basically, yesterday it came out that Shohei Ohtani's interpreter stole. This is the initial stole. $4.5 million from him, and then as the day went on, it kind of turns out that $4.5 million was used to cover a gambling debt.
Wild.
So Shohei Ohtani is implicated, I guess, for lack of a better term, in a big gambling scandal right now, and MLB allowed him to play in a game, an official game. The season actually started on Wednesday. I'm sorry, with two games in South Korea, with the Padres and Dodgers. Okay, so the season is actually officially underway, but it doesn't really count because it's the Dodgers and Padres, and it's in South Korea. So we're all still looking forward to Thursday.
Yeah.
Okay. I know. Here's
how bad Major League Baseball is at marketing. This could have been a huge series. You had Darvish starting for the Padres. I get it. They're in South Korea, but the game's on at what? It was on at what? 2 or 3 in the morning here?
Yeah, 6 a.m.
It's still MLB. How are you doing this? Why are you doing this?
Because
who's this good for?
It's good for the Asian market.
We don't need the bigger Asian market. Baseball's huge in Asia.
Maybe they want to be bigger.
Maybe if they're going to do it in like.
It's been a thing, though. Didn't the Yankees play?
Come on, man.
Did they do that? Was that Matsui's like first
come on,
year?
You can't go against me here, right? Okay. You're an advocate for how bad MLB is at marketing.
And, well, it feels like they didn't even market it that well, at least here, because I didn't even friggin' realize that it was going
on.
Yeah,
me neither.
I don't think it was for us. So, I mean, that's
bullshit. Well, it's America's pastime, bro.
Well, it's a global game now. Okay?
Wild.
So, Dallas Braden, who I don't really like too much.
Hate his guts.
But he did tweet out a timeline yesterday, which I want to read right now, because it does call into a lot of things into question here. So, Ohtani's rep goes on record with ESPN stating Ohtani transferred $4.5 million himself to the bookmaker on behalf of Ipe. I guess that's how you say the translator's name.
Yeah.
Okay. Spokesperson for Ohtani delivers Ipe to ESPN for statement. Ipe says Ohtani never bet and felt bad for him and paid off his debt so he'd never do it again.
Then
spokesperson for Ohtani says Ipe is lying after he gives his 90-minute statement to ESPN. Ohtani's lawyers then claim massive theft. Ipe then says Ohtani had zero knowledge of his debt or his gambling habit in general.
Okay, lies. Hold on. We have to just go back, and I think, love him or hate him, unfortunately for him, Craig Carton is a guy that you can maybe trust a little bit more when it comes to this stuff. He's had a rough history of it, and he's taking this pretty seriously. And he made a great point that after Ipe comes out, sorry if we're pronouncing that wrong. I have no idea. I think that's the best we're going to get here. He comes out and makes that statement, and then Otani's camp goes, uh-oh, if I did that, then it's an automatic suspension because it's an illegal bookie. It's illegal gambling. So the non-baseball gambling part of it doesn't matter at that point. If he's wiring money to pay off debts, if he's complicit in that, if it's going to an illegal bookie, then under the one statute of MLB in the rules that the CBA comes to an agreement on, it's an automatic suspension. So if he admits to that through his interpreter or whatever, making that statement, he's automatically supposed to be suspended by Major League Baseball. So was it Otani's camp that says, oh no shit, we better walk that back? Or is it MLB? Because this would be fun. This would be fun. Was it MLB who said, whoa, 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 you need to walk that back because then we have to suspend you? Now, here's what I'll say. Before we go any further, I am a big advocate for the one thing that makes us different than any other third world country out there: innocent until proven guilty, no matter who you are, no matter what is going on. So I'm not sitting here saying I know anything. I will assume his innocence until proven otherwise. My problem here is, and I said this to you guys earlier, how much are we actually ever going to know anyway? Because even if he is guilty, the last thing Major League Baseball needs and wants is their golden boy, Shohei Ohtani, to have a smeared name.
It's already smeared.
I don't know, dude. You know they're going to... Yeah, hold on. It's smeared to a point because we've seen the brainwashing. We've seen all the media will never turn. They will tell you till they're blue in the face he's innocent and then pretend it never happened, vote him into the Hall of Fame one day. And in their world, it will never have happened.
So earlier today, I was scrolling on TikTok and literally three consecutive videos were all by well-known baseball journalists or people that cover the sport that are all well-known, saying basically the same thing. Well, we don't really know. We shouldn't jump to any conclusions. I'm jumping, bro. I'm jumping to a lot of conclusions right now because as somebody who's watched The Sopranos and has knowledge of these types of things, you do not walk into an illegal bookmaker and say, hey, let me run up nearly $5 million worth of debt. I'm just somebody who can translate Japanese. No, this guy, at the very least, there's two things at the very least that Shohei Ohtani is guilty of. One, he's guilty of paying this guy's debt because then he knew that this guy had a major gambling problem, okay? Because of what we do know about Shohei Ohtani isn't a lot, but what we do know, he's a very private guy. This guy was in such a long-term, committed, deep relationship that he ended up getting married. Nobody even knew anything like about that about him, okay? Whether or not he was in a relationship or whatever, right? Nobody knew anything. All of a sudden, he's like, oh, I'm married. Okay, so you don't be that private and then $4.5 million just disappears from your bank account. You're very meticulous with every little thing that happens in your life.
Yep.
Okay, so at the very least, he knew this guy had a gambling problem, paid his gambling debt off, right? Or he walked into the bookie and said, I got him.
Right, let him bet as much as he wants. I got him. Or option three, he's betting himself. I mean, or option four, somehow, miraculously, and I think it's the least likely and the least believable, he truly didn't know.
I mean, right. And that's the other option, is that it's he just completely lacks awareness that this guy that he claims to spend every single day with. I mean, there's quotes that he spends every day, like 365 right. days a year with this guy. You're that ignorant or that right. delusional that this guy's doing stuff right in front of you. So if that's the option, then that's like, you almost like,
can I make yeah. a point? Let me make this point, right?
Okay.
This is not your business manager. This is not your agent. This sure. is not your accountant. All three of those guys, women, whatever, would have access to your money, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Why would the interpreter have access to his money?
Right. Makes zero sense. So I think two things can be true at once. You can give him the benefit of the doubt of saying innocent until proven guilty, and you can also not be naive. And if you're not naive, then this stinks more than anything I've seen in a long time. Something's up, and all I pray is that the media and that Major League Baseball doesn't treat us like we're idiots.
You
like,
can't sweep this under the rug. There's
you can't,
something,
dude.
There's
and they're
something
gonna try.
Going. There's something. They they're already trying.
Yeah, they are.
Somebody watched the entire game today on MLB.
They didn't mention it once, right?
They didn't mention it on the from the Dodgers broadcast. They said they didn't mention it once.
It's crazy.
And you kind of notice this across all sports too, with gambling becoming more and more prevalent in sports with its legalizations everywhere. Like you look at basketball right now, I think Rudy Gobert, he did one of these gestures when a ref threw him out of a game, like he got fined $100,000 for that. So like they nip that stuff right away because of the money involved.
Yeah. So you definitely can't do that. Okay. So, but listen here, we like to say that Aaron Judge is the biggest star in baseball, but we all know that it's Shohei Ohtani, because Shohei Ohtani is global, right?
He's got the gimmick that works really well for him right now.
And because he's Japanese, he's got the globalization, right?
Right.
So there is nobody else, Aaron Judge included, even if you're like, whatever, anybody else, Ronald Acuna, it doesn't matter who it is. Anybody else is at the very least on MLB's restricted list and not allowed to play right now.